Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Janet Conrad of Girls on the Run and Carrie Rich of Let Me Run about their programs at Washington schools. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Last year was the first year we started Girls on the Run, and there was a lady in town who had nieces part of the program in a different city and was interested in bringing it to Washington, and I took the lead and found other coaches willing to help with starting it in Washington.
And then for since Let Me Run is new this year, how did it come to be?
So Let Me Run, the region coordinator Haley Sandberg out of Cedar Rapids area was down for the Key Wash race, and she actually linked up with Mrs. Bean Blossom, the principal at Lincoln, and proposed this boy program to her. And I had mentioned having some sort of extracurricular running club or something to her previously, so we met up and it just kind of evolved from there.
And what are the programs? I mean, the word run is in there, so that kind of goes without saying, but what are they for both boys and girls?
The word run is definitely in there, but that is a small piece of the entire program. Girls on the Run is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world where every girl knows and activates her limitless potential and is free to boldly pursue her dreams. And it's a 10-week program where the girls in third through fifth grade have a curriculum that teaches them critical life skills and strategies to apply to their life, as well as using physical movement and running to help them stay active, and also to teach them that they are able to do something that they may not have done before, which is ending with a 5K race.
Let Me Run is similar to Girls on the Run. It's targeted for boys ages fourth grade through eighth grade. We're offering fourth through sixth grade here this fall. And it's also a nonprofit health program. It originated out of North Carolina. Fall 2017 was actually the first season held in Eastern Iowa Corridor, which we fall under. It's a 7-week program. It's going to be twice a week, 3:30 to 5, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to go through different running technique and building our stamina physically, but we're also going to do curriculum that's going to enhance their ability to, you know, focus on teamwork and learn different aspects about themselves. And we are also going to finish with a 5K race.
And this group meets a couple times a week. What do those meetings look like?
Our meetings for Girls on the Run start off with a healthy snack, and that leads into some type of a group team building activity. So the girls are learning how to work together and solve problems. We then lead into a lesson of the day, which has to do with using confidence, solving problems, being a good teammate, and they do some different activities that directly relate to that theme. And then we end our day running, and each time that they run, they have to either think about a specific question that helps with the theme of the day, and they try to improve their number of laps per day, and we are never competing against anyone else on the team. It's a very personal goal and personal achievement.
Let Me Run is very similar. We're our schedule is a little backwards. We'll start off with a snack, and then we'll go strictly into our workout straight away. We start with push-ups, and then we'll do whatever running the agenda has for that day, and then we'll finish with a lesson based on whatever we're covering that specific day. So
this starts this fall, and how long does it meet, and what's the culmination of the program?
Girls on the Run is a 10-week program, and we start September 6th and meet every Monday and Thursday until November 8th. And then on November 10th, we get together with all the other Girls on the Run programs of Eastern Iowa, and we do a final 5K race. So there are over 500 girls running this Girls on the Run race, and they each have a personal running buddy that sticks with them throughout the race. And it's just a kind of neat way to end the program with a big celebration.
Let Me Run starts September 18th. We're going to meet at Lincoln on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school from 3:30 to 5. We're a 7-week program, and we will be finishing with a 5K at Kirkwood in Cedar Rapids, which will also be a big celebration of what the boys have accomplished.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Janet Conrad of Girls on the Run and Carrie Rich of Let Me Run, talking about their programs at Washington schools. This is part one of a 2-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Udlin with KCII News.